Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Everybody tries to put their best foot forward in a job interview. People want to make their accomplishments known and keep their failures a secret. They want to leave a good impression with the interviewer, and they typically want the job. Interviewing candidates is a little more difficult because you want to pick the right person for the job. In an interview, you're really trying to guess how that person will do. I've had some training in the interview process in a program called Selecting for Success, based on a proven approach called behavioral interviewing. This approach says that a candidate is like an iceberg. What you see is only a small part of the picture. The best indicator of future performance is past performance. The interviewer needs to ask about past work experience to see if the candidate's qualified. If they haven't done that exact job, have they done similar jobs with transferable knowledge? Are they honest about their accomplishments, not exaggerating? It's important to ask the candidate to express their opinion of themselves. Each candidate may say they're the best person for the job, but how do they explain that? But the most important part of behavioral interviewing is watching the candidate's behavior during unscripted responses in the interview process. Those responses give the best clues as to how the person will behave on the job. In the presidential elections, we're all on the interview panel, and it's amazing that one of the leading candidates is still in the running. In fact, most of Donald Trump's deficits appear to be his appeal. He has no relevant government experience, but that's viewed as a plus. Look around your job place or business. Find a position where no experience is preferable. Have you ever worked for a boss with no direct experience? How'd that turn out? Trump claims his business success is really the foundation of his qualifications, but Forbes, Bloomberg, and the Washington Post all state that Donald Trump is exaggerating his net worth today. Trump did inherit a fortune from his father, but he has made that fortune grow. But the Post reports that all of Trump's wheeling and dealing has not performed as well as the average retirement portfolio. Trump is not shy about stating his opinion of himself. He holds himself in very high regard. His doctor says he has superhuman health. He says he has an excellent memory. He's very religious. He loves everyone. There's pretty much not anything that he can't do. Ever heard that in a job interview? So how has he behaved during this job interview? He's called his opponents vulgar names I can't say on the radio. He's mocked people's medical conditions, physically threatened others. He's behaved in a way that we would not tolerate from our children. He would have bombed several countries already during this brief primary campaign. He even refused to show up for one job interview. But all of this seems to further his appeal. So we'll see. I mean, what's the worst that could happen if we hired him? This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.